This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So a very interesting analysis about what's happening now with Monsanto and all these court cases where they are being found liable for, in the latest case, $2 billion in damage. Well, punitive damages, I should say. Of course, the company is now Bayer. But what's important to note here is that Monsanto has lost control over the media narrative. Now, Monsanto is a criminal mafia organization. Let's be clear. Over the years, Monsanto has bribed journalists. They've threatened journalists. They have used intimidation tactics, smear campaigns, black ops. They have, I believe, been responsible for the death threats against me. And the authorities in France are now criminally investigating Monsanto for its role in maintaining essentially what you might call hit lists of hundreds of journalists and lawmakers and regulators to be tracked and to be pressured to be taken out if necessary if they didn't go along with Monsanto. And through this process, which they borrowed from Big Tobacco, by the way, Monsanto has been able to, for many, many years, actually several decades, they've been able to control the media narrative. They were able to silence voices of dissent, and they were able to control publishers like Forbes.com, which has always been in the back pocket of Monsanto. And Forbes is a propaganda rag that has contributed to the mass murder of millions of citizens around the world through this toxic herbicide called glyphosate or Roundup that causes cancer. Yes, Forbes.com is complicit in that. And so are many other publishers in the United States. But what's changed now is with this third court case finding Monsanto liable for literally billions of dollars in damages for a California couple, both of whom have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma due to many decades of exposure to the residential use of glyphosate herbicide. The media has now changed its tune. The media is now covering Monsanto, covering this court case, and covering the fact that glyphosate causes cancer. Monsanto's lost control over the narrative. And this, what Monsanto fears and knows very well is that this will have a snowball effect. The snowball effect is what's going to bring down Monsanto. Allow me to explain. As long as the media could be suppressed and controlled, many people who were suffering from cancer, and this has been true over the last several decades, suffering from cancer caused by exposure to glyphosate, most of those people would not realize that their cancer was caused by glyphosate. They would not connect the causation behind their cancer, in other words, because the media wasn't at that time reporting that glyphosate exposure caused cancer. And this is why Monsanto went to such great lengths to threaten, suppress, intimidate, defame, you know, character assassination, stalking, personal death threats, all kinds of things, because they had to control the narrative. They had to make sure that the American public never learned that glyphosate caused cancer. Now that has collapsed. So now that the media is widely reporting, I mean, this is on NPR, this is on CNN, this is on Fox News, this is on the left-wing media and the right-wing media, both, and everything in between, the science media even. This is causing literally tens of millions of Americans who previously had no idea that glyphosate exposure caused cancer to suddenly realize that it does. And many of these people have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And you can bet, this is a certainty, that right now those people are picking up the phone and they are calling attorneys, or they're searching online to find glyphosate attorneys or Roundup attorneys. And they're finding law groups like the one that's in Dallas, Texas, that's been quoted heavily in Reuters stories, for example, that are filing hundreds of lawsuits against Monsanto. So you are now going to see a snowball effect of a flurry of new lawsuits filed by people who previously would never have known what caused their cancer until these news stories started to come out. Now, of course, we at Natural News, we were the pioneers in this. We were ahead of the game. We were the independent media that reported this before the mainstream media ever came on board. The mainstream media denied this for years because, of course, they were all paid off by Monsanto or intimidated or what have you, controlled. Now it's changed. But the mainstream media is now following in the footsteps of Natural News. The things that we reported 5 and 10 years ago are now the headlines of the LA Times or the New York Times or NPR. So once again, we've been ahead of the curve, just like on so many other stories. I saw CNN reported the other day something we had reported years ago, that sunscreen chemicals go through your skin and get absorbed into your bloodstream and cause cancer. I've been saying that for over a decade. CNN just figured it out last week. It's amazing. Did they give us credit? No, of course not. there's a saying, I've shared this with other people in the independent media. In our modern society, if you are 1 year ahead of the masses, you're considered a genius. If you're 5 years ahead, you're considered a lunatic. And if you're 10 years ahead, then again, they don't even know what to think about you. They just try to censor you. We've been 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, even 15 years ahead on many of these issues. And exactly what I predicted and what I warned about with Monsanto is now coming out. Monsanto and Bayer are facing financial annihilation at this point, which is exactly what they deserve. We need to live in a world without Monsanto. We need to see the complete financial dismantling and the shutting down of Bayer. As a corporation, Bayer has a history of committing actual war crimes, you know, against the prisoners of war in the Holocaust. They were part of it. They helped develop Zyklon B gas, and they used Jewish prisoners of war for medical experiments. That's the history of Bayer. If you didn't know that, then that's because you have been intentionally isolated from reality. But that's, Bayer should have been shut down long ago. Instead, it was allowed to continue because it was very profitable for the regime. I'm talking about the Third Reich. But, you know, so Monsanto now is part of an organization that literally worked for Hitler. So should anyone be surprised that their products are murdering people by the millions? No, of course not. This is what's to be expected from the evil that has infested and now saturates those organizations. But they're about to get what's coming from the courts. Over 13,000 lawsuits are pending now, and because of the snowball effect, it's going to escalate to 15,000 and then 20,000 lawsuits. By my estimate, I was just doing some rough math on this. It looks to me like Monsanto is currently receiving anywhere from 20 to 30 new lawsuits every business day. Imagine if your company were sued by 20 to 30 new plaintiffs every single business day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's massive. It's hundreds of new lawsuits a month. It's thousands of new lawsuits a year. And this is going to continue to snowball. And the media is now working against Monsanto instead of covering up their crimes against humanity. It's an interesting time to be alive. None of it would have been possible without your support, by the way. We are the ones who are the trailblazers on this. We are the ones who made this possible, and it's only possible because of you supporting us. We are fighting for humanity, and this is a major victory for humanity. It's fascinating how we got here. But thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. If you'd like to continue to support us, we sell products at healthrangerstore.com that are glyphosate tested. I run an analytical laboratory that uses a triple quad mass spec instrument to test everything we sell for glyphosate. So we make sure that you're not getting exposed to it. Healthrangerstore.com if you want clean food. I mean, if you don't want to eat the chemical weapons of the Nazi Third Reich, you know what I mean? Then get clean food at healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger Store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.